This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Well, if you turn the Timberwolves game off early in the second quarter after they fell behind by 19 points last night in Denver, you were a little premature. Minnesota rallied to tie the game by halftime and closed strong. They claim game two of the series, 119-114. Head coach Chris Finch says his guys were good when it counted.
Well, we talked a lot about it over the last couple days. That's what hurt us in the game one was composure. You know, whether it was surviving our, you know, own mistakes or their runs or momentum plays that go against you. Thought tonight we did a really good job of surviving that. I mean, I've never seen like that many 4-point plays before.
Anthony Edwards came on strong as the game moved on. He scored 30 points and had 10 rebounds. Julius Randle netted 24. The series tied 1-1. Game 3 set for the Target Center on Thursday night. The Wild and Stars are now knotted at a game apiece. Dallas beat Minnesota last night 4-2 in an intense game in Texas. Minnesota head coach John Hines.
I mean, I thought it was a hard fought by both teams. You know, they were going to play hard. I thought we played hard as well. So I think from a competitive aspect, you know, there wasn't much difference. And I thought we had some, you know, with Krill and those guys, I thought there was some good pushes in the third.
Brock Faber scored both Minnesota goals. Game three moves to St. Paul tomorrow night. The Vikings began phase one of their offseason program yesterday, and star receiver Justin Jefferson was there. He says he's eager to see how the quarterback competition plays out this spring and summer with the offseason addition of Kyler Murray.
I'm definitely looking for those, you know, big, exciting plays. Definitely looking forward to his speed, his quickness, his arm strength that he's shown countless times over the years. And then it's just, you know, for JJ, for somebody to enter that room with that type of ability, that type of talent, you know, he's got to step it up a little bit. So it's good for him to feel that type of pressure and to really, you know, lock in a little bit and say, it's either now or, you know, I'm going to take that backseat again.
Baseball, the Twins were off last night. They'll play the Mets in New York tonight. This is MNN Sports.